From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Barack Obama has gotten one of the most sought-after endorsements of the Democratic primary race. John Edwards joined Obama at a rally this evening in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and announced his support.
There is one man who knows and understands that this is a time for bold leadership. There is one man that knows how to create the change, the lasting change, that you have to build from the ground up. There is one man who knows in his heart that it is time to create one America, not two. And that man is Barack Obama.
Edwards' endorsement has been the object of intense speculation and intense wooing by both the Obama and Clinton campaigns. NPR's Don Gagne is at the Obama rally and joins us now. Hello, Don.
Hey there.
So what does this endorsement mean at this late stage in the campaign?
Well, it sure did infuse this Obama campaign, this crowd here at Van Andel Arena in downtown Grand Rapids, a Republican stronghold, I might add. It sure infused them with a lot of excitement. These people didn't know John Edwards was going to walk out. They didn't know he was going to endorse. And I can tell you, this place went crazy. So you can see the excitement there. The other question, though, is you're right. It is late in the game. It comes at a point when everybody is talking about the inevitability of Obama securing the nomination. In some ways, maybe it's Edwards, this last, you know, this big endorsement, maybe not the last big endorsement, but this big endorsement kind of helping to slam the door shut on Hillary Clinton. But if it is a door slamming shut, it's a door that, you know, already at least appeared to be closing pretty quickly on its own.
Yeah, but Hillary Clinton doesn't see that door closing. She says she's planning to stay in the race. Is there a sense of what the Obama camp had to do to get this nomination?
We know there's been a lot of talk, a lot of discussion back and forth between Edwards and both camps. He talked today about how much he had talked to Hillary Clinton, and he really, really, really praised Hillary Clinton during his speech today and made a pitch for unity. He said she is made of steel, she is a great leader, and it's not because of her husband, it's because of what she has accomplished on her own. So, he's all about bringing the parties together. He joked that he expected to get one of those, not a windsurfer, one of those jet skis out of there. Certainly there's speculation. Gee, is he now in the running to be vice president? No talk of any of that here tonight. Though I can tell you, some of the people I talked to in the crowd here said, boy, that sure looks like a great ticket for the fall. Even the senator, Senator Obama, says way too early to talk about that kind of stuff.
That jet ski, a reference to Edwards' appearance on Stephen Colbert, I bet. Now, there's an interesting note. John Edwards won about 7% of the vote yesterday in West Virginia, even though he's no longer a presidential candidate. Could John Edwards' support help Barack Obama win some of those blue-collar voters, white voters, who seem to be rallying more around Hillary Clinton?
We know that is an area that Barack Obama has had trouble when you start looking at the coalition he does put together. John Edwards does have a lot of credibility with those voters. I mean, that is what his whole campaign was targeted toward and what his ultimately unsuccessful campaign ran on. But he is someone who is very articulate on the stump and who will certainly help Barack Obama make that pitch, make that case.
Don, what happens to the delegates that had been pledged to John Edwards? He's got just under 20 of those.
Yeah, in essence, they become like little mini superdelegates. They are free, but they don't necessarily go where John Edwards tells them to go. Maybe they will, but they're free to support anyone else they want at this point. So Hillary Clinton could pick up some of them.
Thank you, Don.
A pleasure.
That was NPR's Don Gagne at the Obama rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.